Do you think that you're going to be able to compete with the likes of Kmart and Target? Probably not. This is why I tell people, do I need to set up an OFX account if I live in Australia, but I'm selling on Amazon USA? No, you don't. If you're aiming to be big and you're aiming to do 7 to 8 figures a year, you're gonna wanna set it up as a company, because companies, some accountants might say, you're too small to set up as a company now and start off as a sole trader. Accountants ain't thinking about setting you up to be big. They're just trying to do probably what's easier for them. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. In this episode, I'm going to talk about something that I think is so, so important, but could be quite boring, and it's legal entities, brand name, and store name, Amazon store name, and how it fits in the context altogether, okay? Because so many people get confused with this topic. Now, I admit I also got very confused, and I want to tell you the story of how it all came about, and I lost money and it took up a lot of time. So it was my very first product on Amazon, and I called it Patriot Auto Products. And if you saw my very first episode, you would have seen I actually showed a little bit of the chamois back then, yeah? Patriot Auto Products. Now, here's what I did. I was setting up my Amazon and I thought, you know what? My brand name is Patriot Auto Products. So I'm going to set up my company name as Patriot Auto Products. And not only did I set up the company like that, I also set up a trust. So I had Patriot Auto Products Trust and Patriot Auto Products Pty Ltd working in combination. So then when I set up my Amazon store name, I also called that Patriot Auto Products. And of course, the product itself was called Patriot Auto Products. So I had three levels of naming all the same. Now, here's the mistake that I made. Very, very soon, I stopped selling the product, Patriot Auto Product Chamois. After that, I had a problem of I've now got a store name, which is called Patriot Auto Products, and I've also got a company and a trust set up as Patriot Auto Products. Bad idea. So this is what I say to clients who I now see who I'm helping set up their legal entities for the first time. First of all, there's three different types, mainly three different types of entities that you could set up. One's going to be a Pty Ltd company. The second is going to be a trust. And the third is going to be a sole trader. Sole trader meaning just yourself under your own name. Now, you can actually use your Australian company. If you're setting up in Australia, you could use your Australian company or trust or name in a US marketplace. You don't need to set up a US company in order to operate in the US or operate a USA-based Amazon store. Now, I always advise people to keep the company. Let's say in this particular case, you're going to set up a company. I always advise to keep the company name generic, right? And it could be something like Fraser Importing Pty Ltd or Susan Importing Pty Ltd. The generic name is going to last the test of time, because what's going to happen is your very first product is sometimes not going to last forever. And instead of having to then change later on the company name because you've called it, like in my case, Patriot Auto Products, you can then slot in different brands under the one legal entity. The other thing you can do is I would keep your store name fairly generic too. Now, this is your Amazon store name. And the reason why you would want to keep the Amazon store name generic is therefore it enables you to have multiple different brands under the store name. Does that make sense? So let me go through that again. Your company name or your legal entity can be generic, such as Matthew Fraser Importing Pty Ltd. Your store name for your Amazon account can also be generic, something like Matthew Fraser's Favorite Things or Susan's Favorite Things Store. Your brand name is going to be, of course, whatever your brand name is going to be. Now, your brand name is going to be something like Patriot Auto Products, or it could be Asari Chef Knives, yeah? It could be a range of different things. And you can put many different brand names within your generic named Amazon store. The good thing with Amazon, though, is that at any time you can change your Amazon store name. You can change your Amazon store name at any time. But your legal entity, although you could change it, is going to cost you time and money. Because setting up a company is probably going to cost you, if you did it yourself, it'll probably cost you like $500 or $600. Whereas if you used an accountant or a solicitor, it could cost anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000 to set up. So in wrapping up all that very, very important information, I would certainly say use an accountant or a solicitor, because the other thing that comes up is people are not sure which legal entity type they should set up. And guess what? It's going to vary based on your particular financial and legal situation, right? So certainly go and seek independent financial or legal advice when setting up your company or trust name, or even you could set up as a sole trader, but certainly go get advice. All right, guys, so now I've given you an overview of the topic of legal entities and how it might fit within the Amazon landscape with your brand name and also your store name. But I want to dive a bit deeper, and I've got some frequently asked questions. The first question that's come to me is, do I need to set up an OFX account if I live in Australia, but I'm selling on Amazon USA? And the answer technically is no, you don't. So what's going to happen is Amazon pays you every 2 weeks, yeah? And they're going to pay you into an account that you've already established on your Amazon Seller Central account. Now, that could be an Australian account. But where you're going to benefit, though, is if you had an intermediary account, such as OFX, an overseas foreign exchange account. And what that's going to do is it's going to save you some money in the exchange rate when you're transferring your USA, US dollars money and sending it back to your Australian bank account. So the answer is no, you don't need one. But if you want to save money, then I would suggest you get a OFX account. That's the company that I use. If you type into Google OFX, you'll find them. And then you'll save a little bit of money on the exchange rate when it's coming back into your Australian account. So therefore, the pathway will be this. Amazon will pay you in US dollars into your US OFX account. Then OFX will transfer the money to your Australian account. And that process can actually happen all seamlessly within a couple of days, and you'll save money. So when thinking about setting up your OFX account, there's a couple of things that you need to think about. They do a KYC, which is know your customer. So you have to have ID, you'll have to have an Australian bank account, and there will be a process that you'll need to go to. So expect to take that somewhere between a week and 2 weeks to set up. So the next question is, can I set up initially as a sole trader and then change to a company later down the track? The answer is technically yes, but let me put this to you. I always want to aim as if you're going to be big. Why settle to be small in the very beginning? Because it's that limiting mindset, which I absolutely hate. So in theory, yes, you could set up as a sole trader, but if you're aiming to be big and you're aiming to do 7 to 8 figures a year, you're going to want to set it up as a company. The reason why you want to set up as a company is because you're going to pay less tax, because companies ultimately have a better tax rate than you would as a sole trader. Speaking to an accountant is absolutely beneficial, but some accountants, you know, they're not entrepreneurs like you. They're not business people like you. So they're not thinking about the fact that you're going to ultimately be doing 7 and 8 figures a year. Okay. So think about that when you're getting advice from your accountant. All right, let's go to the next question. And it is, do I need a USA bank account when selling on Amazon USA? And the answer is no. The only reason why you would need a USA bank account is if you were setting up your legal entity as an American or USA legal entity, like an LLC, which is limited liability company. If you're based in Australia and you're setting up as a sole trader or a company or a trust in Australia, then you can simply have your OFX account, which is the middleman account, which will help with saving money in the exchange rate. Now, OFX, as I mentioned before, what they will do is they will give you a virtual bank account, and it's actually a USA bank account. Mine, for example, is actually Bank of America. So you can get that through your OFX. You don't have to go or travel to the USA just to set up a bank account actually on the ground there. Let's just say you wanted to set up a USA bank account. It is possible to do, but you would have to be a LLC or a tax resident of USA. That would be really be the only reason why you would be based in Australia and setting up a bank account in the USA. But keep in mind too, if you're earning money in USA through a USA entity, whether it be like a sole trader or an LLC, you're going to have to file tax returns in USA as well. So that's something to think about. All right, let's check out the next question. Does my brand name need to be the same as my company name? Now, this is something that I covered in the very, very beginning of this episode, and the answer is no. My advice, and I give this to all my clients, is don't set up your company name the same as your brand name, right? You want to leave your company name more generic because it can kind of travel with you through the journey of the different brands that potentially you have over the course of your Amazon journey. And most people who go into this type of entrepreneurial journey with selling on Amazon, they're probably going to have more than just one brand. They're probably going to merge out of the first brand and go to a second brand as your skills grow and your knowledge grows and you just find more and more opportunity in this space. The next question is, how do I find an Australian accountant who understands Amazon USA? This is a very, very common question. Australian accountants don't necessarily understand Amazon USA, but they do know money and taxes in Australia. Now, when you're earning money in the USA and you bring it back through your OFX account or directly into your Australian bank account, your accounting will simply relate to your Australian legal entity and the tax implications around that. The Australian-based accountant just needs to know how to do taxes in Australia, and hopefully your accountant knows how to do that. Okay, guys, I hope you got a lot of value out of that kind of boring topic, but really, really important topic about legal entities and how it relates to Amazon. Thanks, guys. That comes to the end of the episode, but I really hope you got a lot of value out of that, talking about legal entities and how it relates to Amazon. Now, before you go, I've got something that I want to give to you. Now, this is something that I've been working on behind the scenes, and it's the exact blueprint of how I was able to achieve 8 figures a year. And I've put it into a simple 8-step guide, an 8-step guide to 8 figures without even designing your own product. Can you believe it? Now, I want to give this to you. All you have to do is go down to the show notes, click on the link, and get your copy of the 8 steps to 8 figures without even designing your own product. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.